Hello, hello.
Okay, question. For the patient Robert Edwards, just got compliant. I see a message from Sarah that says that 11 hours is from VA and 42 hours is from a waiver.
Wait a minute, he has hours from a waiver?
Yeah, CHC waiver.
Hold on, let me go find Robert. I don't think that's right. Reload. Because if I'm not mistaken, does this case, while my lovely, very slow computer loads, did I put any notes on this case?
Let me look.
Because if this is the case, okay, this isn't the one I'm thinking about then. Robert. It's going through transfer 42 hours from case on first. So the 42 hours, whatever, 11 hours of BVA, keep the same rate of 16 an hour. BA pays us more. Oh, that shouldn't, I don't think that should be a problem. Right, Judah, combined, whatever, 53 hours. Regina Edwards, sorry, coordinator, sorry, off attached. Yeah, so we can start right now. We have what? We have the authorization for the VA. So we can start with the 11 hours. If the aid is compliant while we work for the authorization for the 56 to come in.
Okay. So let me go. I should look on Keystone.
Yeah. So the service, I think she put in the service coordinator info here. Yeah. Okay. Anisha Trice. So we can request it from her, but we can definitely start with the 11 hours if they want.
Right.
Okay. We just got to make sure it stays on our sheet. So when the other off comes in.
Mm-hmm. Right. We'll keep it in intake. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Yeah, I would say start with the 11 hours, so at least we have it started.
Okay, I'll reach out.
Yes, and so let's do this. Call the patient, let them know we can start with the 11 hours for now. We're still waiting for the authorization from the VA, from Keystone, so that way they're aware and they're not like, well, where's my cajillion of hours?
Right.
And then if they're okay with it, then we can start that way, and if they don't want to, then whatever it is.
Right, okay, I'll put in a note either way.
Okay, awesome.
Great, thank you.
Gracias, no problem.